Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The Apostle Paul writes a letter, an epistle, to the church at Colossae. The book of Colossians discusses Jesus Christ. The Colossians have heard the gospel of Christ, they have obeyed the gospel of Christ, and they have become the people of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has come into the world so that he might be our Savior, our Redeemer, our hope. Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary long, long ago. He lived a life of absolute perfection before Almighty God. He willingly offered himself in death upon the cross of Calvary. He was buried, and he rose again the third day by the power of God, so that through him we might know the salvation of God. Through our obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can become his church, his people. We can know his redemption, and we can have the hope of eternal life through him. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians 1, verse 18, concerning Jesus Christ, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. It is the purpose of the Apostle Paul in this particular epistle to present the preeminent Christ. Paul declares that Jesus Christ is the head of the body, the church. This means that he is the authority of the church. He is the voice of the church. As his church, we follow his instructions. We heed the divine pattern that has been delivered by God. We do all things so that we might be pleasing and acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus is our authority. He is the head of the body, the church. We need to appreciate Christ, but we also must appreciate his church, for the church is his body. The church is the community of the saved. The church is those who have obeyed the gospel of Christ and have been added to the church by a divine act performed by Almighty God. Jesus Christ is presented so that in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus Christ is to have preeminence. He is to enjoy majesty and glory and honor because of what he has done in his obedience to the will of God. The word preeminence is simply first in rank, in dignity, in power, and honor. Notice that the Apostle Paul has declared that in all things he might have the preeminence. In all things, Christ is first. Christ is before. Christ takes precedence. Christ is all important. We need to understand the importance that Christ is to have in our life. We need to recognize the place that Christ is to have in our life. We are not simply to listen about Christ, but rather we are to follow Christ. We are to live for Christ. We are not simply to think upon Christ, but we are to give Christ the absolute surrender of our heart. Jesus Christ must be more important than anything else in our life. We must love him more than we love any person upon the earth. We must obey him more than we obey any authority upon the earth. We must give attention to the law of Christ and follow and obey the word of Christ. Christ is to have preeminence in our life. As the Apostle Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1 and discusses the preeminence of Christ, He says first that Christ is preeminent in redemption. He is first in redemption. Through Christ we enjoy redemption. Redemption implies that we have been delivered and that also we have been purchased. In Colossians 1:13-14, who hath delivered us, Jesus Christ hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Look carefully at this passage of Scripture. First, Christ has delivered us from the power of darkness. Darkness is the force of evil. Darkness is the influence of Satan. Darkness is where we are when we live immoral lives, when we are disobedient to the will of God, when we follow a path of sin, when we engage in fleshly desires and do simply what we desire to do rather than that which pleases God. Paul says that Christ has delivered us from the power of darkness. Darkness can have power in our life. Darkness can overwhelm us. Satan can bring us into slavery. The Bible teaches that those who live in sin, those who commit sin, are the slaves, are the servants of sin. Jesus Christ has delivered us from the power of darkness. He has broken the bondage of sin. He has delivered us from the chains of sin. He has given us liberty from sin and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the church of God. As we are delivered from the power of sin through our obedience unto the gospel of Christ, we are added to the church, Acts 2, verse 47. We have been translated into the kingdom of the Son of God. We have become citizens of the kingdom. There is to be a difference in our life. There is to be a change in how we live. There is to be a difference in what motivates us. We are to change our perspective and our life. In whom we have redemption. We have been purchased from sin. We now belong to Christ. We have become his purchased possession. We are to follow him, live for him, obey him, serve him. He is to be the Lord and the master of our life, because he is to have preeminence in our heart. Even the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ has forgiven our sin. Whatever sin we have committed, sin is a violation of the will of God. It is a transgression of the law of God. God marks our sins. God keeps an account of our sin. But Jesus Christ, through his blood, has forgiven us. Jesus Christ has delivered, translated, redeemed, and forgiven. He is preeminent in redemption. He is the one who has the power to redeem. Through him and him alone can we know redemption. Revelation 1, verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." When John writes this opening chapter, this first chapter of the book of Revelation, he describes the marvelous majesty of Jesus Christ. He shows the rank of Christ, the dignity of Christ, the honor of Christ, and the power of Christ. He, like the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1, shows the preeminence of Christ. And he declares in Revelation 1:5 that Jesus Christ has washed us from our sins in his own blood. We understand the concept of washing. We know how important washing is. Washing cleanses. Washing removes dirt and filth. And so Jesus Christ, through his blood, has redeemed the filthiness of sin from our heart and life. He has cleansed us from all sin. Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. The writer of the Hebrew letter begins this marvelous, wonderful epistle by stating that Jesus Christ has purged our sins. Our sins have been removed. They have been removed from our heart and life. They have been removed from the memory of God. How important is purging? It removes that which defiles, that which contaminates, and that which destroys. And Jesus Christ in redemption has purged our sins. Ephesians 5:26, when the Apostle Paul writes concerning the relationship of Jesus Christ and his church, he says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The church is the sanctified body of Christ. The church has been prepared by Christ so that through the church Christ might be glorified. He has cleansed the church. The church is a clean body. All immorality, all impurity, all filthiness, all uncleanness has been removed from the body of the Lord Jesus Christ with the washing of water by the word. Hebrews 9:26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus Christ, in one marvelous, tremendous offering, put away sin. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself. Animals were not sacrificed. Gold and silver was not sacrificed. Another human life was not sacrificed. But rather, Jesus Christ, by the sacrifice of himself, has put away sin. The power of sin has been destroyed. The influence of sin has been destroyed. The sins of the human heart can be forgiven through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. We must make Christ preeminent in redemption. But the apostle also declares that Jesus Christ is preeminent in creation. Jesus Christ is the creator of all things. Through him and his divine power, the world has come into existence. Mankind lives and thrives upon the earth because of the creative power of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. We see the preeminence of Christ in this chapter by this simple phrase, all things. All things were created by Jesus Christ. The word creation simply means to bring from nothing. The world was brought into existence from nothing. We know of nothing that we possess that can exist from nothing. We may have a piece of furniture in our house. That furniture has been carefully crafted by a furniture maker. We may wear a watch. That watch has been carefully crafted by a watchmaker. We drive a car. That car has been craftedly designed by one who knows how. That car has been made from materials that have already been in existence. The world came from nothing by the creative act of Almighty God. All things were created by Him, both that are in heaven and that are in earth. In heaven simply means the atmosphere, the universe, visible and invisible. There is that within the universe that we are able to see, behold. We understand it because of our ability to sense. But there is that which is also invisible. There is that which we cannot see and do not know. As science becomes more advanced, we begin to understand more about the universe. We begin to see more of the universe. How far does the universe extend? We cannot know. God is so powerful in His creation. The world has been so magnificently created that we cannot see it all, we cannot know it all, and we cannot understand it all. All things were created by Him and for Him. Jesus Christ, in His great power, has created from nothing the universe, the earth, and humanity. John 1 and verse 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ was with God the Father. When Moses writes in Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Jesus Christ has created the heaven and the earth. Jesus Christ has created the day and the night. Jesus Christ has created the planet upon which you and I live. He has created the sun that gives us our day, and the moon and the stars that give us our night. Jesus Christ has created the plants so that we might live and exist upon the earth through His power. He brings the rain. All things were made by Him. Nothing exists that was not brought into being by the power of Jesus Christ. Pardon me. Hebrews 1, 2, 3, and verse 10. By whom also He made the worlds, and upholding all things by the word of His power. God, through Christ, has made the worlds, and He upholds all things by the word of His power. The earth hangs upon nothing. The world is sustained by the creative power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. When we behold the universe, the heavens, we can see the marvelous work of Almighty God. We can see design in the universe. We can see the harmony of the universe. We can behold the beauty of the universe. Certainly we stand in awe when we behold the creation of God, and the heavens and the earth indeed declare the glory of God. Jesus Christ is the maker of all things. Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Jesus Christ is deservant deserving of our praise and our honor. We should glorify Him because He has created all things. Jesus Christ is the divine creator of all that we know, all that we see, and all that we understand. He is worthy, therefore, of glory, honor, and power. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 6, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him." There is one God. He is the Father. He is my Father. He is your Father. He desires to be the Father of all. He loves. He cares. He provides. And of Him are all things. One Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. God has raised Him from the dead through His power. Jesus Christ sits upon His throne in the kingdom of God. He reigns and rules over humanity. By whom are all things, and we by Him. We live by Christ. He is preeminent in creation, but He is also preeminent in authority. Jesus Christ is to be the authority of our life. We are not only to believe upon Him, but we are to obey Him in all things. Colossians 1, 17, 18, "And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence." The writer, by the inspiration of God, says that Jesus Christ is before all things. He is eternal. By Him all things consist. Before all things consist by Him. And He is the head of the body, the church. The word head means that He is the authority. He is the governing head of the church. He has given instructions. He has delivered a law, a covenant, by which the church is to operate. He has given a law by which we are to live our life. We are to listen to Him. We are to heed what He says. We are to obey Him in all things because He is preeminent. 1 Peter 3:22, "Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels, authorities, and powers being made subject unto Him." The term angels, authorities, and powers refers to all of those beings in the universe. All are to be in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is on the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, and all things are subject unto Him. His word is to be the law of our life. We are to heed His commands and do His will. Revelation 19:6, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Jesus Christ reigns. He is preeminent in authority. He rules. All things are to be submissive to His authority. Our knee is to bow unto Him, and our tongue is to confess Him, and our heart is to be obedient unto His will. Revelation 1:8, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." Jesus Christ is the Almighty. He has all might. Everything is under His control. Philippians 2, 9 through 11, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and all things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So boundless is the authority of Christ that every knee is to bow unto Him and every tongue is to confess Him. It is the will and the design of God in the exaltation of Jesus Christ that every soul is to be obedient to the divine will of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is preeminent in authority. Finally, Jesus Christ is preeminent in conquest. Colossians 1:18, "He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence." Jesus Christ has conquered death. He was crucified upon the cross. His dead body was taken from that cross and buried in a tomb. But the third day, the body was resurrected. Life was restored. Death was destroyed. Jesus Christ has conquered the greatest of enemies, death. He has conquered the devil, and He has conquered death. He is the conqueror. He overcomes. He dealt a death blow to Satan in His resurrection from the dead. Revelation 1:5 says He is the first begotten of the dead. He is the one who has been born from the dead, never to die again. Jesus Christ has conquered the grim reaper. He has given us hope of our own resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:20, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept." Because Jesus has conquered death, we will conquer death. Because Jesus has been resurrected from the grave, so we shall be resurrected from the grave. Christ has conquered, and through His conquest, we will conquer. The Scripture says that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. The promise of Jesus Christ to His disciples in John 14:19-20, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth Me no more, but ye see Me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in My Father, and ye in Me, and I in you." They would know fully and completely at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that Christ was indeed in the Father, and they were in Christ, and Christ was in them. Because of the resurrection and our obedience to the gospel, we can be in Christ, and Christ can be in us, and we become a conqueror just as Jesus has conquered. Jesus has overcome Satan. He has destroyed the arsenal of the devil. He has come forth from the grave, never to die again. He is first in rank, power, authority, and dignity in His conquest of sin and the power of Satan. 2 Timothy 1:10, "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." The gospel of Jesus Christ is a word of life. It is a message of immortality. We will live forever through Jesus Christ. We can conquer the temptation of sin in our daily walk of life. We can know that as life progresses and eventually will come to an end, that we have that eternal life that is promised through Jesus Christ because of the preeminence of Jesus in his conquest of the devil. That in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus is preeminent in redemption, preeminent in creation, preeminent in authority, preeminent in conquest. Love him, honor him, serve him, and be thankful every day of your mortal life that God the Father sent him into the world to be the preeminent Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.